Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another ghost date.
Yay!
Sorry.
Mia, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Oh my God, I'm on the radio.
You are officially on the radio. How does it feel?
I'm just feeling so like, just, oh my God, this is like otherworldly right now.
Well, I'm sorry that it's actually funny that she said otherworldly because the segment's called Ghosted. I do want to know, we want to know why you're here. Why are you here?
All right, so there's this cutie I've been dating, and his name is Elijah, and he just hasn't responded to my last text. And it was right after our last date on Saturday.
It's only Thursday.
Let's talk about your history together. So let's start from the beginning. How long have you guys been dating? Has it been very long?
I don't know. Like maybe like 2 months. But like we talk all the time. So this is like really new to me.
Yeah, you guys are basically married.
And then you guys went on this date, and then you haven't heard from him since. So did anything happen on the date that? You know, argument or something?
Well, he seemed a little bit, like, annoyed or something by the end of the date, but nothing out of the ordinary happened. Okay, so, like, we were just planning our next outing together like we usually do, and I don't know. Like, maybe he's, like, just been stressed out from work. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Okay. So you have some ideas.
Okay. So the only way to find out is actually to call him.
Yes.
So we're going to play a song, we're going to come back, and we're going to do that, all right?
All right. Thank you.
So, if you've missed Ghosted, you've missed Mia, who's got great energy, super excitable, but is on Ghosted. So, obviously, Mia, you ended up ghosted by a guy you've been seeing for a couple of months. Name is Elijah. The last time you heard from him was during your date on Saturday, and then you haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, he's just not even reached out. It just seems like super not like him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a few days now, yeah. Makes sense.
That's more than 24 hours.
Now, the funny thing with this is that you say that nothing went wrong on the date, and yet you haven't heard from him. You think it might be stress from work. Now, when we call him, you're going to be listening silently. And what that means, though, is that, you know, his answers are going to be pretty unfiltered if we get a hold of him. Are you sure you want to go ahead with this?
Okay, so where I'm at right now, I really think that I'm just feeling that this is the right move. I just feel this energy kind of telling me that this is where I need to go right now to get the answers I'm seeking.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, trust your gut.
Let's
see what the vibes are.
Let's give him a call.
Stop it.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Elijah?
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling me? What did I win?
You won the opportunity to have a good old chat on the air, sir. Very excited to be talking to you.
Okay.
So we are calling. There is actually something at the end of this potentially for you. We're calling about Mia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is that, you guys tell the weird stories, like the bad dating stories or whatever.
That's
the
usually how it's described to me at parties when people find out I'm on the show. Yes. So. Okay. So tell us on the dating show. Tell us about what your experience with Mia is, because we understand there has been a very decided lack of contact this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sort of glad you're calling me, and bear in mind Mia has game. Don't let her cute little her bubbly attitude fool you. When I don't know, she told you when I first started talking to her, she swore by her psychic. Did she talk about her psychic at all?
No, she did not.
She's not mentioned a psychic.
Okay.
No.
Well, she has a favorite psychic that she goes to, and she would check with her psychic to make sure it was, like, everything that she did is a good decision, you know? I was okay. It's like her, you know. But, so that kind of drew me. It was an interesting way to introduce yourself when she was telling me about her. And but then I started to kind of notice, like, a little trend with things she does. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, so Mia would suggest a date idea, and then I would suggest a date idea. And then she would let me know what her psychic thought of both of our ideas. And, of course, her ideas would always, like, be the favorite of the psychic. And like, that's what we would do because that's what her psychic said. But, it was okay at first, and then just got, I don't know, it was just very one-sided.
Okay.
So,
I get
so bizarre.
I could see how that would be annoying, but can you give us, like, a specific example?
I'll tell you about our last date and subsequently why I haven't. So, our last date was to take her dog to the vet for checkup.
What?
Yeah. The date before was to return a dress. Like, I felt like all her dates were, like, her errands. You know?
Things that she wanted to do.
So I would just, like, drive her around doing her errand.
Her psychic told her to finish her to-do list?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Because all... Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is bizarre.
No, I don't think it's like, I don't think having a psychic is bizarre, but using it to your advantage is. You know, but she obviously has some attachment issues with
having
her psychic.
Having a psychic's a little bizarre.
No, it's not.
Okay, so here's, I think what we need to do here is bring Mia on. Elijah, I don't know if you've deduced this or not, but Mia has been listening in.
I kind of figured.
Hey, Mia. Have you been using your psychic to get what you want?
Hey, Elijah. Okay.
Oh, hi.
All right, first off, she's called a medium.
Okay.
She is called a medium. And okay. She's who I trust. I want to make sure we're safe and happy just all over, okay? And she guarantees that. Okay, all right, listen. You can't tell me you didn't have fun with Riley at the vet on Saturday.
I love animals, so I saw some cute dogs in there, but... I mean, we were... No, I mean...
That sounds like a horrible date. It's horrible.
No. Yeah, that's not a date. It's not a date, you know?
Maybe just try to switch it up, girl, with where you're going to and how much you lean and depend on the medium.
All right, listen, I told you that the medium predicted, like, the major issues if we did. And listen, who are you to question my medium?
Who am I? I'm just... I want to do something without having to... check in with a stranger first. Like, I can't, like, argue with this logic, you guys. It's just, like, everything, like, I don't know. Going to the Yorkdale Mall isn't, like, my idea of, like, a date. Like,
well,
just doing things.
I
like,
love the Yorkdale Mall.
It could be, but I think you mentioned something earlier about returning a dress.
Errands,
is that why you guys went?
Yeah, that's why we went.
Yeah, yeah. That's not
fair. That's not much of a date.
Yorkdale's a good date spot, but not for that.
Unless you stop for bubble
tea.
And
my idea was the new Top Gun, and so her medium thought that. I mean, come on.
You heard. I told you what my medium said. That if we saw it, there was going to be a lot of issues. So
yeah.
I have to trust my medium on this.
Yeah, Maybe just some compromises needed.
I kind of side with the medium
compromise.
On that one because there's a lot of like really good looking dudes in Top Gun, and there would have been some issues.
Some compromise, Jax.
Just some compromise.
Mia,
no,
Mia, do you check with your psychic on every decision here?
Of course I do. I mean, listen, she's there to help me and to guide me and to make sure that I have a good future and a good,
right. You
know,
not,
a good outlook. Why wouldn't I consult her?
You not us, though. Like, it doesn't... You can have the help of a therapist or a medium, whoever you want, but don't let it dictate your relationship.
Okay. So, Elijah, do you have... go ahead. No? Go ahead.
I was going to say there's one, like, obvious glaring question I haven't asked Mia yet. Like, if she predicts everything that's going to happen to you, how come she didn't predict me ghosting you?
Okay.
No, that's not how it works. Like, and you know that. You know that.
I don't know
ridiculous.
That.
Maybe you're not meant to be. Maybe you're not meant to be.
It's a valid point.
Okay. I'm assuming there's not going to be a next date here. Am I right on that?
I mean, come on. Yeah.
You know.
Ask her medium. Ask her medium.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, Elijah, what we're going to do is we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Mia.
Okay, Mia. How we doing?
You know, I just... So, my medium did warn me in advance about him. And you know what? This is the time I say, this is what I get for not listening to my medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%,
for sure.
100%.
That's if there's one thing you should pull away from this, it's definitely that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I have have to be honest, I'm glad that Elijah asked the question that everybody was asking at 999-999, which is why did the psychic predict this?
No, that was mean.
It's not how it works.
That was mean.
Yeah, and then when asked how it works, they're like, well, you know. Well, he clearly
no, it's
doesn't.
Not. Yeah. It's so funny, eh? Like, that's why, to be honest with you, I don't believe in any of that crap. It's not for me.
I find it funny that you believe in the Leafs, but you don't believe in this.
She's not wrong, Adam. The fact that, like, we put our beliefs into the Toronto Maple Leafs not disappointing us year in and year
Listen,
out. Like,
and Jax, you're right. The Leafs have not won a cup in over 50 years. I understand that.
Here we go.
But they still have a better chance of winning a cup than a psychic has of being right.
I mean,
honestly,
I don't think, honestly,
right in a genuine sense, like actually seeing the future, not making a prediction and stumbling into a correct assumption.
I think we could see the future here that Jax is going to argue about psychics.
I can't wait for the comments on Instagram.
So, I just think you need to be a little nicer. You know? Both of you.
You know what? Why couldn't they just compromise with what her therapist said and just do what her therapist said, Jax?
Text from the 647. Magic 8-ball deciding on your love life is not the way to go.
No. That's what me too.
That's not what it is.
Yeah. What else? What else we got there, Teach?
Poor guy sounds like a third wheel to Mia and her psychic.
Yes. Yes. Jax, honey, you know I love you.
I know.
It's
I love
one
you
thing
too.
That we're going to disagree on. You don't believe we should believe in the Leafs, and I agree with you.
Go Leafs.
But
maybe next year.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Fine. I'll take that.